Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented to you by Shady Rays. Shady Rays is having their best deal of the year. Go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. And we're also brought to you by SGPN's Draft Week. All week long, SGPN has you covered with draft props, mock drafts, and our live NFL draft watch party. So make sure you smash the subscribe button at YouTube.com/SportsGamblingPodcast. All right, D-Gens, welcome back. It's the Mexico Open DFS Breakdown. It's your boy, Boston Capper. I'm going solo tonight. Steve is on vacation, so we're giving him a break from having to trudge through this this shit field, really. I mean, there's no other way to put it. But hey, listen, play the hand you dealt. So we'll do a quick breakdown of this. Steve has a great article breaking down the course and the type of golfers that you want to target. So you make sure you read that before you plug in any of your DFS lineups. He will be back tomorrow for the betting show. So yeah, he should be nice, well rested, hanging out by the beach and not having to try to break down this field. Like I said, boys, we're gonna keep it kind of short and sweet. It's Monday night, 8:50. Kind of see where ownership's starting to congregate. Obviously, that'll change. And we'll just go through some of the guys that I like and, you know, maybe some of the guys that you might want to avoid. So fuck it, man. Let's just jump right into it because there's no grab ass. Steve isn't here. I mean, look, John Rahm, 12,000. What are you going to do with him, right? I mean, he's showing at 25% right now. I mean, really, you just kind of got to decide on what you're going to do. Is he going to be uber chalk? I mean, he's clearly the fucking best player here, along with him and Tony Finau. They're, you know, heads and shoulders above the rest. So you're going to jam him in at 12 and then, you know, shoot some dats down in the 6K range. I don't hate it. I mean, he won last year when he was the overwhelming favorite. Now he's, you know, under 3-1 to win. Yeah, man, I don't know what to do. I think this will probably be a pure ownership play, right? So, I mean, if you see that Rahm is, you know, 40%, you want to fade 40% and hope that he doesn't win? Because at 12K, I mean, I think he has to win, right? So he's under 3-1 favorite, though. Yeah, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do up here. I mean, Tony's getting about the same, you know, 22%, 1,300 savings, right? He's still 10-7, so he's still going to have to get ugly. So if you want one, you have to play one of these top guys, right? You have to. Like, you know, like you're getting too cute if you don't. You know, Tony's been kind of a mess off the tee. Not a mess, but he's not gaining how he has been off the tee. And, you know, to reference Steve's article, the type of golfers that I'm looking at, right? I want you long, I want you straight, I want you good with the long irons. It's that simple, right? I mean, it really is. I mean, this place, you know, I think it was 17 under, 16 under last year. I mean, John Rahm went out and did what everybody thought he was going to do. Can he do it again? Yeah, he's John Rahm. So yeah, he absolutely can. So I think it's just a matter of how you play DFS, whether you're going to be aggressive and you're just going to fade and hope for the best and hope that something happens and you wipe out, you know, anywhere between, you know, 25 to 40% of the field, depending on the stakes that you're playing in. I guess if I had to choose, like, gun to my head, yeah, I'd play Rahm this week. I just would. Yeah, I think it's, I don't know. I guess it depends, right? So if you're doing single entry, three max, or you're doing 20, or, yeah, I mean, that's a decision you got to make. I'm fine with playing Rahm. I mean, there's some junk down in the 6K, but, I mean, the really junk stats, you know, under 8K, really, in the 8K regions. I mean, shit, this guy's 9K that are gross. So, I mean, any lineup you build this week is going to be gross, so... I mean, is John Rahm going to completely blow up here against this field? Odds are no, right? So it's funny to think 12K is a safe play, but it really might be. Because then you go down to the, you know, the 9K range. You got guys like Davis Riley. He already withdrew. So you got Wyndham Clark, right? Getting all the ownership. Windy C. Gary Woodland, just about the same. Nikolai Højgaard. He's getting about 15. And you got Mav McNeely, Rogers. I mean, everybody's congregating to the same guys, right? So, it's Wyndham, Woodland, then Patrick Rogers, and then Højgaard. Benny Ann's getting some love, too. Out of these guys, like, I don't want anything to do with Pendrith. I know he's fucking long and he's good with his long irons, but he's been hot fucking garbage lately. Patrick Rogers, I bet you his ownership will climb. He might be the second highest owned, if not, you know, maybe the third. I don't know, man. Rogers, obviously, a good fit here, just based off his how he plays. And, you know, look, he topped 10 tier last year against the same kind of garbage field. So at 9,300, like that, I want nothing to do with McNeely ever. I love Gary here. I'd rather play Gary than Wyndham Clark. I just would. It's the devil I know. And I'm not a huge Wyndham Clark guy, so I think that kind of helps. I like Benny Ann a lot, too. Long off the tee. Longer than I thought, really, when I looked at it. You know, I was surprised with drive and distance gain. He's sixth in this field overall. Definitely longer than I thought. Obviously played well at the Valero. His ball striking's fine. Long irons, okay. Right. So Benny Ann, plus he's a good dude to root for, man. I don't mind that at all. You're going to have to make a decision, right? Like, Wyndham Clark's going to be Ubachak, Chuck, and I don't know, Højgaard. I mean, how many normal people are playing this week at the Mexico Open in DFS, right? So when you see Højgaard with a 15% ownership already, it's a bunch of golf freaks like us that are playing. So he's not like going under the radar. He's a good fucking player, right? So, and everybody knows it. So, but I think I still rather play Gary. Gary and Benny Ahn. Well, yeah, I guess Gary and Benny Ahn for now is who I want to play out of here. And maybe just bet Rogers. I think that's the play. I think so. Because fuck Taylor Pendrith. Like, I'm not playing him. I watch him go out and win. I would definitely take him on that. Listen, our friends over at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers world-class product that's just as good as the expensive pair we've worn. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. And that's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane in all of eyewear protection. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by the lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break a pair, even on day one, they told us they'll send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after your purchase. With Shady Rays, you can look good and feel good. To date, they've donated over 20 million meals to fight hunger and with Feeding America. And if you don't love them, you can exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. So exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out the best deal of the year. Go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades that are rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, man. So this is where it really starts getting gross. 8K. Let's take a look. So, you got the likes of Bo Hostler at fucking 8,800, Ben Matten at 86, Griot 85, Smalley at fucking 84. This is this is, I mean, listen, I guess the sticker shock is, I think we're used to it now with a lot of these, you know, non-premier events, and you see some of this shit, you're like, oh my God, how is this guy this price? But listen, I guess, I think some of the guys are mispriced, right? Like, I don't know. I guess Matt Wallace is probably underpriced. I mean, the guy just won a couple weeks ago and he's below SH Kim. So I don't know. Like, I like Matt Wallace here, obviously, just, you know, look, he won Corrales. I don't know if that's a comp course or not. But I mean, look, I was a Matt Wallace guy for a long time and I finally tapped out and then he wins. So, and look, he's long off the box too. He's better with his mid-range irons, not his long irons, but you know, at 8,100, I'm fine with him. Jaeger, great with scoring, long enough off the box, kind of does everything okay. Doesn't really have a huge, you know, doesn't have a huge gaping hole with you know, skill wise as far as like what his skill set is. I'd be all right with him. But if he's gonna be like 15%, then no, like I'm not playing Jaeger at fucking 8,200. The high rates. Putnam, no. Hostler, no. Aaron Rott. I don't think I can do it. I think he's too short. Like this course, I mean, I know some of the short knockers last year got there, but I don't know if I can bet on it again. And then it's the same thing. You know, he kind of starts out strong and fades. Like my boy Cam said, maybe a first round lead to bet. And then Ben Madden, wicked short. But, you know, putts his ass off. You know, plays, does everything pretty well. Obviously had a, you know, has had a good season so far. So Ben Martin, depending on ownership, maybe him too. Higo, not for me. SH Kim's not for me. Homeless Hubs, not for me. Yeah, I mean, this K range is something. Like, why is Will Gordon less priced than Robbie Shelton? I don't know. Yeah, I guess Robbie's actually been playing better. Yeah, I guess, well, let's just go to the 7K range, right? There's so many guys in here. I told you guys, we're just going to breeze through this tonight, man. Tell you some of the guys that I like and some of you that I don't. And I also fucking hate solo pods, just sitting here talking to myself. So Will Gordon's not getting as much ownership as I thought. Luke List, I think, is a good play. I think I'm going to bet him outright as well at his price. Just because, listen, man, his talent. Listen, I know he sucks right now, right? Like, and he hasn't been good since he won. But shit, man, good long irons, long off the box. Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Like, I'll bet on talent in something like this that maybe he can not lose four strokes fucking putting. Yeah, I'll go with Luke List. Yeah, because he doesn't even look to be cat. Who's the chalky guy down here? Let's see. Eric Cole, oh, double digits. Dai Long Wu, which makes sense because he did well here last year. Wait, did he get? No, was that Brandon? Okay. Ownership is all pretty spread out down here. I mean, the only real double digit guy is, you know, obviously, like I said, Monday night. Yeah, you're struggling to find. I mean, Eric Cole, Lanto hovering around 10, Nate Lashley. What are we doing? Nate Lashley at 12%. Bramlett's over 10. I mean, yeah, it's pretty spread out. There's no like Uber chalk down in the sevens, which is weird. I'm sure they'll find some at some point. It'll congregate to a certain amount of guys. But listen, Ches Reavy, super short, but he's played well his last two events. I don't know. I don't know about Cole. I don't know. I like him. Like he's played well, obviously, but I worry that. Yeah, he's a little too short, maybe. Yeah, he's like middle of the pack for that. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, fine. I don't know. I'm with the guys down here, like, it's worth just not taking the chalk. Like, what is the fucking difference between Eric Cole and Harry Hall, right? As Steve calls the Bryson, the British Bryson knockoff, like with the Scally cap. But I mean, what's the difference? I mean, not too much, man. Like, really, not too much. Like, I'm not playing Molinari way too short. You guys can have Akshay, I know golf Twitter loves him, but I'm good with him. Dougie Gim, no thank you. EVR, never. Harry Higgs has been playing all right. This seems like just the sort of bum that that would win here. Just the sort of bum. That is. Sorry, let me check in the score of the hockey game. My bad, guys. Scam champ, never. Like, that, we're just done with him. Like, he's just bad at golf. Like, if he couldn't do it at the Masters, then that was it. Like, it's not going to happen. So, yeah, I'm done with him. So I guess, who do I fucking even like down here? Grayson Sig, maybe. He's kind of short, too. He hasn't been playing really well. I'm done with Ekrat for a while. Yeah, I mean, I guess Malnati, I guess. Yeah, Peter Malnati, Higgs. Like, just lower-owned guys. Pick your own fucking, like, pick a loser down here. Like, none of these guys are good. Like, that's the problem this week. Just dig in, right, and see who's playing with the attributes that you're looking for, right? Some mix. All these guys are going to have glaring holes in their game and going to make your fucking lineup look ugly. So grab the guys you like or the guys that you trust, and, yeah, man, that'll be it. And so we're also brought to you guys by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA and NHL playoffs are here, and what better way for you to get down on some player prop parlays and over at Underdog Fantasy? Besides the NHL, NBA, and MLB daily games, they've also got NFL best ball drafts with a guaranteed $500,000 in prizes. So head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And part of SGPN's draft week, SGPN is holding a free NFL draft props contest exclusively for our members in Discord. It's completely free to join, and the winner gets $250 in cash and a $50 SGPN card. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord and go to the NFL channel for the sign-up link. Yeah, draft week's always fun at SGPN. I'll be doing the mock draft and the live reaction. So, yeah, man, it's a good week. It's a good week for all sports other than golf, it looks like. We got hockey playoffs going, NBA playoffs going. So, yeah. I mean, I don't really – like, this is a week for me in DFS. I'll be light, right? I'm super light just because – there's a ton of variance, and like, I can't get up to get into an event like this. I just can't. Like, I can't be like, yeah, let me grind over Mateus Schwab and Hank Lebioa. Let me figure out which bum at 6,900 I want to look at. Because if you want to grab some of those top guys, I mean, you're gonna have to go down even farther, right? Like, I'd love my boy Cam Percy to do good, but I feel like he's even too short here. I mean, Martin Trainer played all right, you know, Corrales. The driving distance is good. Satoshi did good here last year. Hasn't been playing well at all. Who else we got down here? Doc Redman flashed at Valspar. So yeah, I don't. I'm a sucker for Redman. I don't know why. Cody Gribble. I mean, I really don't know a shit ton about this dude, but I played well at Valspar, Puerto Rico. Carson Young actually is somebody who I liked. So let's look in here, see what he's doing. His accuracy sucks off the box. But, I mean, tee to green at RBC, gained over 5 off the green, 2 approach. You know, his around the green sucks, but I don't think around the green, you know, really means anything here. So, yeah, for some reason he popped at me. I think we were using him in the fall swing. That's probably why he's a name I know down here. Where was the other one? No one, Ryan Moore. Like, I don't know who some of these, you know, Latin American golfers are. I have no idea. And like, there's no data on a bunch of them. I'll text Bear off and see if he likes anybody down here for that. I mean, Kelly Kraft, I think he came top 10 here last year. I mean, looks like shit outside of Corrales. Sun Kang blows. I mean, who are you really going to feel? I mean, you're not going to feel comfortable with anybody down here, but I mean, who's got Greg Chalmers? He's actually made 2 cuts in a row at 6,300. Good social media follow. Wes Bryan? No. Vit Camillo? No. I mean, Ogilvy, what, 11? That Puerto Rico? Yeah, I mean, I know I'm just reading names at this point, but I mean, this is what you got to do. I'm just going, there's like fucking 500 guys under 7,000. It's ridiculous. Like, this is the biggest range that I can remember seeing, or the most guys under 7K. Yeah, there's nobody down here that's going to give you the warm and fuzzies at all. I would say Casson Young. Throw a fucking dot if you're going underneath 65. I mean, in reality, you're throwing dots down here anyway. But if you grab Rahm, you might have to get down here unless you like a couple of those guys in the sevens. Party Marty's too short. Ryan Armour's too short. I have to dig in this Cody Gribble guy. Seventh at Valspar, seventh at Mexico. What about the guy who just won in Puerto Rico? Where's he at? Just missed the cut at RBC. T28 of Valera after he missed the cut at the Players in Valspar after he won Puerto Rico. That's not too bad. Don't mind him. Or Godaira there. Yeah, I think that's where I'll fucking be. I think that's where I'll be. I mean, look, like I said, this is a garbage field, and I just breezed through it in like 20 minutes because reality, not that much to talk about. Like I haven't dug into this stuff yet because I'm not like it's just a dark throw down here. It's bad, like real bad. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, pay attention to the ownership, right? Your biggest decision is whether you're going to use Rahm or Vino, right? You got to use one of them, I think. You have to. And then what do you do after that? You know, can you do a 9K guy with it? Yeah, let's play. Let's play around and see what we can get. Yeah. Dead air time. Yeah, because I wonder what it would actually look like if you go Rahm, and then let's say you take Rogers. That leaves you with 7,100 for your last four golfers. So let's just say I dig into Gribble, and I like Gribble. Well, 67. Who's another 6K guy? Yeah, I mean, this is you grab Rahm and a low 9K guy, then you got to go all the way down to 66, and now you're still left with 73. So you really have to start digging in to who are these guys down here that you like. Yeah, because I mean, look, I mean, maybe badly, right? 69, he's a cut maker. I guess you have to 7,500. So then let's just say you take Harry Hall. We got 7,700. Oh, you can do Lipsky. Lipsky's a guy who fucking played well here last year. What's he been doing? BK killed him, I think. Let's find out. Well, missed a cut at RBC, missed a cut at the Players. Kind of. Nothing else, you know. T36 is Valspar, but played well here last year. We got 1 year of data and another garbage field. So, yeah, I'm actually fine with Lipsky. But yeah, I mean, the point being made is that look, you use Rahm and a 9K guy, you're gonna be hurt. And so, I mean, you know, take a look at the 8K range. I mean, like I said, how big of a difference is there between these guys? I mean, between Steven Yeager and Benny Hinn. Is it a huge difference? Is it $1,000 difference? Give you some leverage, give you some flexibility to go to some of these guys in the higher sevens and maybe grab another 8K guy to make yourself feel a little better. But yeah, man, that's it. That's all I got for this event. Yeah, other than that, you can follow me on Twitter, @Boston_Cap, or go follow Golf Gamble Podcast. Steve will be back tomorrow night for a more enthusiastic betting show because this is the type of shit I can get behind for betting. You know, get cute with some of the props and find some weird matchups because you know that they're going to have some weird matchups out there where the books don't really know a whole bunch more than we do. So about a bunch of these guys. So I'm for it. So let's, yeah, that's it, man. Tomorrow night, Steve's back. And other than that, let's fucking go.